You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. A seasonality warning, post-COVID world predictions, and out-of-control hotspots. Here's what you should know. In the beginning of the pandemic, experts and world leaders expressed hope that COVID-19 might slow in the warmer months. But now, the implications of seasonality are concerning. Even if the spread does slow in the summer, it could just be a buildup for an even worse wave in the winter, one that may come after most things reopen and just in time for flu season. The COVID-19 pandemic is changing everything around us, and while many hope for a return to normal, it's possible many things have changed for good. We asked everyone from a transportation expert to the U.S. Poet Laureate what the world should expect in the wake of COVID-19. You can read more about it at Wired.com. Finally, COVID-19 infects about 20,000 people a day in the U.S., but that national figure masks the concentration of infections in states like Arizona, Florida, Texas, and others. Experts say these hotspots could be close to losing control of their outbreaks, especially if leaders don't find ways to localize the spreads quickly. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.